Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media as the Ravens count down the Monday night showdown with San Francisco.
How's it going?
Tyler, when you look at that 49ers defensive front, what kind of stands out to you about it?
Yeah, they're very good. Play the game the right way, play it hard, you know, disruptive. Certainly going to be a big challenge for us. It starts this week with our preparation to get prepared for these guys.
How do you handle, you know, silent count stuff in practice, and what's your approach there?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing silent count all year. Obviously, I assume it's going to be loud Monday night football. But, you know, you practice it during the week, work out any kinks, and then go out there and perform on Monday.
You guys have the best record on the road of anyone in the NFL at 6-1. I mean, obviously it's just part of being a really good team. But what do you think has made you play so well on the road?
Yeah, I think on the road, you know, it starts with the communication, you know, trying to be as efficient as possible with communicating, because it's going to be loud. That's an emphasis here, is just communicate, over-communicate. And then, you know, when the lights are on, you know, try to play your best. I think that's what the guys we have on this team go out there and try to do.
Is there any special feeling about going into a game as the underdog, the odds-on underdog? And is that something that you guys are talking about this week?
I feel like every week we got to go out there and prove it. No matter who we're playing, you know, we're going to get a team's best shot. We got competitors in the building. You know, anytime we're underdog, certainly gives you motivation. But I think each and every week, you know, you're going out there and playing as hard as you possibly can. So, whatever other people say, you know, it doesn't really matter to us in here. You know, it's just about going out there and performing.
Do you guys want to kind of ride the excitement of, you know, the number one teams in each conference matching up the game? Everybody's going to be watching on Christmas night, all that stuff. Or do you want to kind of just treat it like another week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, both of these teams have put ourselves in these situations to where it's talked about a lot, you know. It starts the beginning of the year, fall camp, you know, you work for these kind of moments, these kind of games. So, you know, as a competitor, it's certainly exciting. But also at the end of the day, it's two great teams going against each other. And, you know, you can't get into the hype too much. You know, you just got to go out there and perform your best. But certainly exciting.
As you're preparing for the Niners, how beneficial is it for you to go up against your own defense every day?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of dudes on the defense that certainly help us. You know, and that started going to get some OTAs, camp, giving us a lot of challenges that prepare us for defenses like this. Offense certainly excited, you know, for the opportunity. But like I said earlier, it starts this week with our preparation, because this defense, you know, is a really good defense, one of the top defenses in the league. So we're going to have to come ready to play. Yeah, it's definitely grown. But the good thing is we're not where we want to be yet. But, you know, we're definitely taking big strides. And obviously that comes with having a new offensive coordinator, just everyone, you know, learning the terminology, learning the schemes and stuff like that, and then continue to get better and better. And, you know, when we play with each other more and more, I think you see more and more growth, which is a good thing. None of my friends or family. I'm sure they're going to be watching it, but no one's reached out to me. It's going to be, like I said, it's, you know, Christmas night. Everyone's going to be watching, but it's exciting. You know, the good thing is we've put ourselves in this situation to where, you know, people are talking about it. But it doesn't mean a whole lot. You know, we got to go out there and perform.
Tyler, John Simpson is someone that at the beginning of the season, who was named the starter at left guard, he had said that he didn't really have a lot of confidence. How much has he grown from then up until where he is now?
Yeah, John's grown a lot, especially in the confidence. You know, he's continuing to get better and better, and he's an awesome guy to play next to. Just the things he's able to do. He helps this team out a lot, especially the O-line. John's a guy just continuing to get better, you know, playing with that confidence, because that's a lot of what the position is, just playing with confidence. And he has certainly done that.
Well, the 49ers have one of the best run defenses in the NFL. What do you feel it's going to take for you guys? I mean, you have one of the best run offenses in the NFL. What do you think it's going to take to be able to get those yards against this defense?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot goes into it. You know, just, you know, keep sustaining the blocks. You know, try to get a lead early. You know, build that confidence in the coaches to call those run plays. And up front, we just gotta do our best. You know, block our guys, block our assignments, and let the running backs do the rest.
Tyler, you got unfortunate news with Keaton Mitchell being done for the season. How big of a loss is that for the offense?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. You know, Keaton was doing a lot of special things, you know, for this offense. You know, it's just, you know, it's going to have to be the next guy in. You know, and obviously it sucks having him down, but injuries are unfortunately a part of the game. And it's next guy in mentality, and do what we need to do to move forward with that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.